Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There is a difference in having the power of the Holy Ghost and having the Holy Ghost. You may be seated. Amen. There is a difference. I get criticized sometimes for saying, I've got it. I'm not calling Holy Ghost it. I'm calling the power that I've got it. I've got the power of the Holy Ghost. I've got it. The power. Everybody say the power. And I'm telling you, it's a good power to have. But in case somebody's bothered by that, the Holy Ghost has been referred to in the Bible as that holy thing. Some people just like to criticize. But once you get it, then you can have it and love it, and it'll take the griping right out of your tongue. It will. It'll take the bad attitude right out of your brain. Because it's powerful. It's powerful. Hallelujah. Powerful. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. Jesus was saying this to a group of people that in just a little while would be in a place, in one mind and in one accord, waiting for that promise to take place, for that promise to be fulfilled. And when it happened, in the book of Acts, we read about it, it was like a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. In other words, there occurred an experience of speaking in tongues, and it was exciting. That's a paraphrase of what I just said. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Diverse tongues, amen, that moved upon them like fire moving upon them. Amen. You ever seen a brush fire? It's something like that. It just went to the place. I've been in a place before where I saw hundreds of people at one time experience the Holy Ghost. I saw it in a church where we were having revival. Many had received it. In fact, in that meeting that we had, over 200 received the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues, and these were people that had never experienced the Holy Ghost, and the church grew mightily during that time. But there were some services where hundreds of people were gathered together, and the power of God moved through, and it was very similar to a brush fire. Amen. You could see waves of people. You know, as the Holy Ghost just moved through the building, you could just see the power of God just move like a wave through the people. And they were just speaking in tongues and praising God. It was a beautiful experience. And that's power. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, having the Holy Ghost is like, we could say, do you accept Christ as your personal Savior? There's a difference in accepting Christ to be your personal Savior than being saved by Christ. There is a difference. So many people are so into the tradition of you're saved because you believe on Christ that they just can't hear anything but that is salvation. It's so interwoven in the Christian movement that when you talk about you need the Holy Ghost, people think they're already saved without the Holy Ghost just because they believe. By reading a few scriptures that are not alone and are not to be interpreted privately, they have come to the conclusion and multiplied the teaching that you're saved because you believe on Christ. But there's more than one or two verses in the Bible. Amen. And they all work together and they're all in harmony and there's no contradiction in these verses. But there are other verses that say, believe on the Lord as the Scripture has said. And these need to be also included in our salvation plan. And if you believe on the Lord, if you believe as the Scripture has said, this is the teaching of Jesus Christ. If you believe as the Scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that passage of Scripture Jesus is teaching, and he says, and the Word of God says, he was speaking of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. And at that time of his teaching, the Holy Ghost was not yet given, but it soon would be. But in our day, the Holy Ghost has been poured out. The Holy Ghost has been poured out. And I've got it. The power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I walked with Jesus when I wanted to serve Him. I talked with Jesus when I wanted to serve Him. I trusted Jesus when I wanted to serve Him. I sought after Jesus when I wanted to serve Him. And then Jesus came into my life, and now I serve Him. Hallelujah. There's a difference in walking with Jesus and having Christ in you. Hallelujah. Now let us stand. In the book of Psalms, Brother Joe mentioned a few minutes ago about how that we are able to taste of heavenly things to come. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see. Everybody say, oh, taste and see. That the Lord is good. You may be seated. I walked into a shopping mall, and there was a lady standing at the end of the aisle that I walked down in this particular store. And I could smell something as I walked along. And when I passed her little table, she said, "Have you ever tasted of this?" And she named whatever it was. And I said, "I don't think I've ever heard of it." And she said, "You've got to try it." Well, I stood there and it smelled good. It looked good. And she talked good. And she had this little toothpick with a little tiny amount of something that was in that vessel that she had to sell. And she said, "You've got to taste of this." I didn't really have to, but I had a choice to make: either stay there and taste of it, or get out of there quick. Because the more I stayed around it, the more I looked at it, the more I could smell it, and the more she tried to entice me, the more I was getting out of control. Something in me started saying, "Gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it. Just a little taste. That's all." Wasn't thinking about buying the stuff. Just, I mean, it's free on the toothpick. The toothpick, just a small amount, it can't do any harm, just a small amount. It's on a toothpick. I mean, I can taste it and go on about my way. And she stood there with a smile on her face with a toothpick in her hand. And whatever that food was that she had some fancy name for. And there was a nice little price tag by the container that had more of it. And she said, "Try it." Oh, no. you've got to try this. This is good. Good stuff. I said, oh, it won't hurt me to try one. I took the toothpick with a little bit of food, just a little bit, put it in my mouth, and she stood there with a smile of confidence, and she said, how you like that? I said, good. She said, let me give you one more. Well, by this time, I was hoping to have several toothpicks. She handed me another toothpick with a small bite of something that was good. And I took it. And I said, that's good stuff. She said, want more? I said, yeah. She said, $3.95. You know, by then I was willing to pay the price. By then I was willing to drop my plans of what I had intended to do. Because something got a hold of me. That's the way God operates. See, what we see in the natural with the taste buds and with our eating and our appetites, there is a spiritual way that God operates too. And if you get around this and you see the smiles and you hear the excitement and you just stick around a little while, you'll start wanting to try just a little bit. Just a small amount. I mean, you're not intending maybe to really get in this all the way. You know, we got a friend in another state. He comes into our room. He is our friend, and he rolls in the room. He rolls. He calls himself Holy Roller. Amen. You may not want to be like Holy Roller yet, but you may want to just try a little bit, just a little bit. And let me tell you something. Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good. Just enjoy listening for a moment. Just enjoy being with us for a little while. Hear our testimonies. Hear our joy. Experience our excitement. Listen to our songs. Let us talk to you about what Jesus has done for us. How He has delivered us. How He has helped us. How He has brought us out of the bad places and establish us in the good places. Oh, taste. Just try a little bit. Try just saying, thank you, Jesus. It tastes good. And if you try just a little bit of hallelujah, there's a whole lot more where that came from. Oh, glory to God. Hey, have another toothpick. Thank you, Jesus. Want more? There's a price to be paid. But wait a minute. Here comes somebody. Hey, give them all they want. I've already paid the price. It's free. You don't have to settle for a toothpick. You don't have to settle for a little bit. Once you get to wanting more, you can get all you want. Just grab a hold of it. Take the whole bowl. Enjoy it. Amen. There's something about this Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I can't explain it, but I like to try. I like to try. It brings joy and peace, happiness. It brings an answer when there are no other answers in life to be found. It brings satisfaction that you can't find anywhere else. And even if you think that you can't make it, once you experience the Holy Ghost, you find out that there is power to get you through that you could have not had without the Holy Ghost. There is a strength in God. There are some foods that are better for us than other foods. You can eat some junk food and it won't do for you what some food will do. Praise God. But you get a hold of the right kind of nutritions and the right kind of vitamins that your body needs. And even if it doesn't taste all that good sometimes, there's something about the importance of your system needing it. And you get the right stuff in you, you'll wake up in the morning feeling good. You'll wake up wanting to do some things that you wouldn't have wanted to do when you weren't feeling so well. You might have been weak a few days ago, but now you're feeling strong. You got the world by the tail and you're sitting on a rainbow. Now you just feel like you're going to, you can just take over and do some things. and you're, why? Because you've eaten the right stuff. And it's taken some of the poison out of your bloodstream and it's made you feel a whole lot better. Hallelujah. And spiritually, it's like that. You may be depressed, you may be down, you may be hurting, you may be confused. You may not understand a lot of things about what's going on in the world, what God is doing and what others are doing and what people are thinking and what others are saying and how you feel. And you may feel sick in your soul. All you need is a good Holy Ghost meal. Hallelujah. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you feel right. It'll make you feel power. It'll make you feel like, I'm not talking about feelings now, not the natural feeling. I'm talking about a supernatural feeling that I can't explain it, but I got it. I know what it is to be hungry for this. I know what it is to be longing for this. I know what it is to feel like I can't do enough to be able to earn it. Then I found out I didn't have to. All I needed to do was let God give it to me. The power of the Holy Ghost to sustain us. To make it possible that we can live for God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth Him. Nobody can eat just one. What do you think about when I say that? Nobody can eat just one. My, what an advertising program they have, huh? Everybody said it. Lay's potato chips. Nobody can eat just one. Well, I know you. When it comes to Brother Rick, nobody can eat just one piece of chicken. Nobody can eat just one. Lay's potato chips. Now, I've never been with you in any particular setting where we sat down and watched a TV program where they told us when somebody says nobody can eat just one, you're supposed to say Lay's potato chips. We didn't plan that when I said nobody can eat just one, so what are you thinking about? We didn't plan for everybody to respond, Lay's potato chips, did we? By the way, if anybody in the Lay's potato chip company is listening right now, send me a check. We need a couple of million to get us through. Amen. Because this is good advertising. Nobody can eat just one. You know what? I thought I would try it. I went to the store and I bought me a small package of Lay's potato chips. And I only was going to eat one. Just one, Brother Charlie. And prove them wrong. So I took one out of the package. There was a whole lot more in the little package, but I took one out. Put it in my mouth. And I enjoyed the taste, but I wasn't going to have another. That's it. Nobody can eat just one. I could. You know, I can do it. But there's something about after I swallowed it and it was gone and the taste was still there, but the food was in the package. Then I decided nobody could eat just two. Except me. So I'll just settle for two. Nobody knows anyhow. I'm by myself. I'm driving down the road. I got a potato chip package here, a small package. So I ate a second one. Went a little further. That was good. That was good. Well, I'll settle for three. Nobody can eat just three but me. I can eat just three, and that's the end of it. But nobody's looking. Why not four? Why not five? You know what I did? I ate the whole package and stopped at the store and bought me a big package. And kept on eating them. Tell you what, once you get a little taste of Jesus, once you get a taste of the, what do you think of when you say the real thing? Everybody say it. Coca-Cola. They tried to compete with their competitors a few years ago. And they came out with a new Coke, the new Coca-Cola. And it didn't have the right taste. There was something, it wasn't like the old-fashioned Coca-Cola. You know. Well, I'm talking about something better than Coca-Cola tonight. Amen. Coca-Cola Company found out that there were so many people
that liked the real thing the way it had been and didn't want it changed, that they went back to the Coca-Cola Classic. Probably turned out to be the best advertising campaign they ever had because it was in all the news. I mean, there were news reporters that wanted it the old way. And there were people all over the world that said, I like it the old way. And they got all this free publicity in the news because they tried to change it and then they went back to the old time way. Amen. Hey, look, we can make a difference in the world. The whole world is trying to settle for something new. But once you get a taste of the old time Holy Ghost, holiness, salvation, it'll set you free from sin. You might think a little dabber, do you? But just take a little bit more. Amen. Just reach over and get you a little taste of this stuff. Grab a hold of this and think about the goodness of Jesus. Think about what God is able to do for you. What He's already done. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Good stuff. Amen. I'm not saying I don't have any willpower. I could do it. I know I could do it. I could eat just one Lay's potato chip. I know I could. Especially if you take the package away from me after I eat that one. I know I could do it. But I'll never ever be able to settle again for just one blessing. Or just one enjoyable moment in the presence of God. The more I get, the more I want. And once you get a hold of this just right, there is a table that is spread for the people of God. And everything you could imagine to satisfy your longing, to satisfy your thirst, to satisfy your desires in life is there for the asking. Just reach over and grab it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't really have many table manners around here. You know, I was taught you're supposed to say, excuse me, would you please pass another biscuit? Would you please pass the corn? Would somebody please pass the gravy for my mashed potatoes? Here's, we done forgot all our table manners. And somebody just says, hallelujah, the bunch of them just grab it. Ah, hallelujah! They don't care what they look like, just give me some of that hallelujah. Amen. And we had that singing group here the other night talking about sanctified steak or something like that. Holy Ghost steak and sanctified juices to drink. And I don't know, I listened to it several times before I finally found out what they were saying. They were talking about the food. In the house of God, we're going to have a party. Yeah? Good old Holy Ghost steak. Amen. Let's have a party. Amen. Sanctified bread. And a whole lot of other stuff. I don't know about all that, but let me tell you. We've got a hold of something here that you just can't settle for a small amount. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then try a little more. Try just a little bit more. Okay, so you believed on Him. You believed on Him. That's good. It's a good feeling to believe on the Lord, to just know He's there. Oh, but you need a little bit more. Believing is just not enough. But go ahead and reach out and grab some more. Amen. Repent of your sins. It's available. Repentance is a gift of God and not a work of the flesh. It is a gift of God. To be allowed, the mercy and the grace of God allows us to repent. To repent to God and tell Him we're sorry. God could have zapped us all just first time we ever sinned and messed up. He could have decided not to let us be born because sin was in the world and we inherited a sinful nature. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. And God is not willing that any should perish, but that all, everybody say all. All should come to repentance. There is a blessing in repentance. There is a blessing in enjoying the mercies of God. His tender mercies, His love that will come and just love you when you're not worthy. When you're not what you should be. When you're thirsty and you're hungry. There's a blessing in feasting on the ability to be able to repent. But once you get a hold of that, you don't want to settle for just repentance. You believed and you repented of your sins. Hey, now you're thirsty. Well, go to the water. There's plenty of it available. Get in that water in the name of Jesus. And you come out. Praise God. Some people receive the Holy Ghost before they get in the water. Some receive the experience of the power of the Holy Ghost after they come out of the water. And some act like, you know, a fish that went crazy. I felt them when the Holy Ghost hit them in the water. I knew they received it. I've taken people into the water, put them down in Jesus' name, and I felt them speaking in tongues. And I saw the bubbles coming up before they came out. And they came out of there full of the Holy Ghost. And that's just another beginning of wanting more, wanting more. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you just can't get enough. Praise God. How many meals a day can you eat? One time a day is plenty. Just eat all the time. Just eat and enjoy it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. There is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Now, this is the word of God. Come, ye children, hearken to me, or listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil. Everybody say, depart,
depart
from evil. Depart from evil. Now, this is the key to finding out how good the Lord is. This is, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And we have some more Word of God telling us how to enjoy finding out how good the Lord is. Keep your tongue from evil, your lips from speaking the bad stuff. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace. Pursue it. You're going to find out how good the Lord is. You're going to find out how good He is. It says in verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. How many of you believe there is a real God? How many of you believe His Word is true? If you believe that, and if you've tasted of the goodness of Jesus, then you should have something to rejoice about tonight. Because the Lord has told us that if we are praising Him, loving Him, departing from evil, holding on to God, His eyes are upon us, His ears are tuned in to what we've got to say, and no matter what it is that goes wrong, He will deliver us from all of it. Hallelujah! Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The eyes are upon them, the righteous ones. The ears, His ears, are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those that do evil. But the righteous cry, the Lord listens and hears and delivers them out of all. Everybody say all. As Brother Dana says, A-O-L, all. The Lord delivers them out of all their trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I can say amen to that. How many of you have had some afflictions? You ever had problems? Ever been sick? Ever hurt? Ever been confused since you've known God? Bewildered? Upset? Hurt inside? Brokenhearted? Down? Frustrated? Disappointed? You mean since you had God in your life, you had all this happen to you? All the above. How many of you are going through some of that today and tonight? Man, we had a Holy Ghost filled Jesus' name baptized saint of God call today saying, can I take a shower at the church? Poor old Brother Dana came in here all nasty and dirty. But he had the Holy Ghost.
Now, something happened to his pipes in his house and his water is not working. And he came in and I said, by now he stinketh. You've got to stay in the Word, you know. But it's possible for a Christian to get dirty. It's possible for a Holy Ghost-filled child of God to have a problem. It's possible for a person that's living for God with all you've got to have some afflictions to have to deal with. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So here's what you need to do. Every time you overcome something that's been upsetting you, you need to say, thank you, Jesus. Because that deliverance came from your Lord. Every time you get past that problem that has been trying to beset you, it'd be good to grab another hallelujah biscuit and feast on the goodness of Jesus. Every time you stumble along the way and you find yourself disappointed because you can't live it and you're disappointed in the way that you act and the way you do, and the Lord suddenly takes care of that and you find yourself free again and you're able to say, my heart is feeling good again. My strength is in me again. Just rejoice, because who delivered you? Hallelujah. Who was it that brought you out of your affliction? It wasn't the devil. It wasn't some evil spirit. It wasn't some false doctrine. It wasn't some false god. The Lord delivered him out of them all. Many are the afflictions. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hallelujah. Next time you have a headache, when it goes away, say, thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord delivers us from all of our affliction. Next time you're aching on the inside and you get past the hurt, say, hallelujah, and feast on the goodness of Jesus. Next time you get disappointing news that upsets you and you feel depressed and you feel oppressed and you feel hurt, and then you feel good again later, take some time to praise the Lord. For He delivers us out of them all. He's the one that makes us feel better when we felt bad. He's the one that makes us be better when we've been bad. Hallelujah. Because His eyes are upon us. All the time. It's like sitting at the table with your daddy. Eating. And He's looking at you. With a smile, as if to say, is there anything you need, my child? No matter what it is, I've got it. I've got it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
All you have to do is speak the word and I'll listen. Hey, not many of us can talk about anybody on the face of the earth that we've ever loved. Loved ones, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, anybody you've ever known that was dear to you. Nobody that you can think of has been able to sit with you 24 hours a day and look at you with ears open to hear anything you've got to say and pay close attention and to know that anything you need, He's got it available for you. You don't have any relatives that rich. Hallelujah. You waiting on your rich uncle to die and leave you in his will? Jesus died. Jesus died and left you in His will. And He said, give my child all. Give my child everything that I own. He left you His riches in glory. Jesus left you a will that says no matter what you need, you can always get everything you need from the will. The last will and testament of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who you think is in the will? Raise your hand if you think you know. Let's wave it to Jesus right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So there's been a death in the family. And it's time for the reading of the will. And everybody's sitting there wondering, what am I going to get? And I hope that mean old thing over there don't get as much as I get. We've all been waiting on that person to die all these years. Thought she'd outlive us all. What am I going to get? So they start reading. The attorney starts reading the will. To Martha Sue, I leave $500,000 and a quarter of my estate in Nebraska. And my quarter horse is in California. Martha Sue, that is your inheritance. To my son, Johnny Brown, I leave my four Cadillacs, a Rolls Royce, my $13 million home, and $1 million. To my other son, Frank, I leave my dog. What? Poor old Frank. What? But, Martha, you don't deserve this. Johnny, what about me? I'm Frank. Yeah, you're Frank. You know what you've been doing? Sashing your mama? Hiding out and being drunk? Living notoriously? Lying, cheating, stealing, conniving? And you're probably the one to put her in her grave and you expect to get anything more than a dog? But I'm her son. And the lawyer's not through reading yet. And he says, and my cat. What? Well, what about the Cadillacs? I've been living all these years longing for this day. Let me tell you something. Frank and Johnny and Sue and John and Bill and Kay and Rick and Carolyn, it's time for the reading of the will. Hallelujah. I give to you the joy of the Lord. All of it. As much as you need. Hallelujah. To Dana, to Sharon, to Keith, I give you everything that I own. Hallelujah. To Judy Bradley, I give you my all. Listen, he gives it to everybody and there's still enough for everybody. No matter how bad you've been. If you could ever taste of the goodness of the Lord and get a hold of this just right, He'll put you in His will. He'll put you in His will. He'll put you in His will. And when it comes time to the reading of the will, we read it at church. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. So what have I got coming to me? Peace. Joy. Happiness. A healing every time you need it. Deliverance. My Lord, strength. Hallelujah. And what do they get? The same thing. There's enough for everybody. Oh, my children, get everything I got. Hallelujah. Praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. Come, you children, hearken unto me. Listen to what I got to tell you. The Lord's eyes are on you 24 hours a day. His ears are listening 24 hours a day. His face is against the evil workers. But for His children, for His righteous seed, He's looking to you and He's listening to you. And He's saying, I'm ready to give you all that I've got. and deliver you from all your afflictions. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. How do you get righteous? Well, you're not going to do it without the Lord in your life. But a little taste of righteousness can go a long ways. Even people who try to help other people enjoy it so much they get the feeling lifted up. You ever had that experience of trying to help somebody? It makes you feel better? Makes you feel a whole lot better. That's called righteousness. Some people settle for self-righteousness. Just doing good deeds. Making people happy. Somebody called me this day wanting me to pay his phone bill. Somebody called me 2 days ago wanting me to pay their $400-something to help them rehabilitate from a drug situation. That's all. But Charlie, I told him you'd take care of it. I got called a few days ago. Somebody wanted me to pay the rent. I mean, we're the rich kids in town. We got it all. But it just don't quite work the way some people, even, you know, they want what they think churches are for. It's a handout center, right? It's just a place where, you know, we can put up with the church as long as they give us something once in a while. Hallelujah. But there's something here better than your rent getting paid. There's something here better than getting your pipes fixed so your water can be turned on so you can take a shower at home. There's something here that's better than having somebody pay your phone bill. Hallelujah. It's the inheritance of the Lord. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to enjoy the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Right now, right where I sit, I'm being blessed. Right where I stand, where you sit. We're being blessed. All right, I'm almost through. Amen. The Lord redeems the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust Him shall be desolate. I want to go to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse number 12, Paul said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So that's something you can just expect. Don't think it's some crazy thing that's happened to you if you're a child of God and the wind's blowing against you. Amen. Verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. This is the Word of God too. We don't just talk about only good things happening all the time. But let's just tell it like it is. Bad things happen too. Hallelujah. But it's better to be on the Lord's side when the bad stuff starts happening to you than to be left out there in the cold with nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to wear. Hallelujah. You don't have to be homeless in the kingdom of God. Just come on in. It's warm in here and there's plenty of food on the table. Amen. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. In other words, meanness is going to get more mean. People being no good are going to multiply. If they've ever been bad to you, it's going to get worse than it's been. Enjoy it as bad as it is now because it's better than it's going to be later. What a thing to look forward to, huh? Whatever you're going through, this is just the beginning of sorrows. That's what the whole 24th chapter of Matthew is all about. It's not just a Jesus teaching about what's going to happen on the last day of the world turning. There's a lot more into the Word of God that He's teaching there to people that can't understand Him. Even in our day, they don't understand it. But what He says, when you see children turning against their parents,
and earthquakes in diverse places, and nation rising up against nation. When you see all this stuff going on, lift up your eyes, lift up your heads, and rejoice, because your redemption is getting really close to you. The reason for you to be around all this stuff is mighty near. Your redemption draweth now. What he's saying is, when calamity comes, when trouble comes, when disaster comes, when the world is falling apart around you, be glad that Jesus was crucified for you. And that you've got a hope of a better life in the present world and in the world to come. Praise Him with me right now. Hallelujah! These are the beginning of sorrows. Sorrow's gonna wax worse and worse and worse. If you think you got trouble now, just live a little while longer. You ain't seen nothing yet. It's all gonna end up with you under the ground. I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. You get sick, later you're gonna die. You feel bad, later you won't be able to do even anything. It's gonna get worse. You're welcome. You ain't getting any younger. It's going to get worse. Your hair turning gray now? Wait a while. It's going to get worse. Some of you have a little bald spot now? It's going to get worse. I can see us 10 years from now. Brother Joe comes to the pulpit, our pastor. Amen. We don't even have to turn the lights on. He just bows his head. One little light will do. Just a reflection from that which happens in time. They forgot about Joe when they said Jesus would light up the heavens. Just give him a little time. He can light it up. But I mentioned 10 years from now, I mentioned Brother Joe, I didn't think about me. 10 years from now. I'll be just like I am now. No more hair is turning gray. Young, feeling vibrant. Keep dreaming, Sister Kay says. No, I won't. You know, I don't know. I can't swallow now. I might have my throat cut out by then. Who knows? I don't know. I noticed the other day another hair turned gray. In fact, the whole side of my head started turning gray. I cut it off real quick. And Brother Charlie, how do you keep it from turning gray? You used to pluck them out, but it didn't work, did it? Was there ever a time when your hair wasn't gray? Was it ever black or brown? It was when... I tell you. Come here, Brother Charlie. Just come here, stand by me just for a second. This is me in 10 years. Nice to meet you, Brother Rutledge.
Okay, nice to meet you, Brother Charlie.
All right. You can be seated. Let's go up to 20 years. 20 years. I don't have anybody here that I can use for an example. 20 years from now. Brother Bradley. Oh, let's make it 40 or 50 years. Where will we be? Is it going to be better? No, it's not going to be better. Any way you look at it, it's going to get worse. I mean, I know some people who have cancer and they're 80-something years old. And they're debating right now whether to get operated on or live with it. Well, what kind of choice do they have? Either way. 80-something years old. Weak heart. Cancerous condition. That don't get operated on, they may not live long. But if they do get operated on, they may not live long. And what
can they do to start their life new again? There's nothing. 80, 85, 90? It's not a good time to start a career. It's not a good time to go back to college and decide what you're going to do someday. 95? Don't wait till you're 100 years old to decide what you want to be. Here comes Brother Rutledge, rolling in my wheelchair, being pushed by Sister Judy, who's pushing her wheelchair. We're trying to make it down the hall of our nursing home, and we're pulling Sister Gloria, who's in another wheelchair. Here comes the church at Norwich. Here comes the church at Norwich. And we're all sitting there. Twisted. Wrinkled. All bent out of shape. Some of us with our tongues hanging out. Slobbering on each other. Can't talk plain. And Brother Joe gets up to start the service. I say, "Brother Joe, come out of the bathroom. You've been in there long enough." Here he comes. Brother Joe. Praise the Lord, everybody. And some of us can lift our hands a little bit. Amen. I've been in nursing homes. I'm not making fun of them. All those people in all those nursing homes were running and jumping and working on jobs just a few years ago. And planning for their future and doing things and riding on airplanes and driving nice cars. What happened? It got worse. In time, it got worse. It got worse. That's what you got to look forward to. Wouldn't it be good to remember the Creator in the days of your youth? Hey, when are you young? Well, I'll tell you right now, you're younger than you're going to be 40 years from now. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be good to taste of the goodness of the Lord while you can wave those hands, while you can jump up and down, while you can enjoy life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truth of the matter, most of us, if time goes on that long, most of us will be 6 foot under by then, I'm sure. I know you won't, but you'll be up there bringing flowers to us. You know. Let us all stand. Taste. Try just a little bit. Just a little bit. You're going to like this. It's not going to hurt you just to take a little bit of blessing. Let God bless you just a little bit. Enjoy this blessing. Amen. But once you get a little taste of it, you're going to want another one. It's all right. Enjoy it. It's always some more. Hallelujah. You know what it takes to satisfy a Holy Ghost-filled child of God? Amen. A person is being blessed. You know what it takes to satisfy? More blessings. Hallelujah. You know what it takes to satisfy a person that goes to church all the time? More church. Hallelujah. A person that enjoys praising the Lord, you know what it takes to keep them happy? More chances to just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just can't get enough, but there's plenty more to get. It's not going to run out. There's plenty more where that came from. Hallelujah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Evil men will get worse. Seducers will get worse. Deceiving many and being deceived, things are going to get worse. But continue. You continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned. Hallelujah.
And he was writing to Timothy, and he said, "And that from a child you have known the Scriptures that are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now, I'd like to go back in my closing while you come forward, and we're going to worship the Lord. At the beginning of the chapter here, he says, "This know also, that in the last days..." Now, this can easily be taken several ways. You can think of the last days, meaning the last days and the end of time. But I want you to have it a little more personal than that today. Amen. We're all living in the last days. No matter when Jesus is coming again, we're living in the last days. And it's going to come to an end. "In the last days, perilous times shall come." And listen, everything I'm going to read here, everything I'm going to read is happening in our lives today. Because we are in the last days, any way you want to look at it. "In the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." So what do we turn to? Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're living in the last days. That whole list of things that are going to happen in the last days are happening every day in our lives. We are all witnesses to everything I read you've experienced in these last days. Why don't we spend the rest of our days praising our God, worshiping God in truth, and turn away from all of that? It's going to happen. We know it's going to be out there. Just let it be there. Let it be water that goes under the bridge. I've got something better than that to feast on. If there be any good, think on these things. If there be any good thing to think about it. God is with you. God's going to take you through the fire. God's going to walk with you through the battle. God's going to deliver you from all your affliction, and He's delivering you now. All these troubles are in the world, but you're a child of God. Hallelujah! And you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and your inheritance is yours tonight, and you can enjoy it while you live. Hallelujah! Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. You're a child of God. Join heir with Jesus. Don't let the troubles of this world get you down or turn you around. Hallelujah. Let the old person say, "I feel young again." Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the hungry say, "I have been filled." Let the thirsty say, "I am drinking again." Enjoy your victory. Let God bless you tonight. Praise Him some more. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. All things are possible to him that believeth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, taste. Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus. My Lord Jesus. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If the Lord tarries a while and we live a while, a day will come when some of you are going to say, I remember those wonderful days in that Norwich Tabernacle when we stood around the pulpit and it felt so good. I remember the problems I had back then, but they were nothing. Oh, how good it was to be with my brothers and sisters back then in the house of God. Hey, don't wait until 40 years from now to remember it. Enjoy it now. Hallelujah. Realize what you got. It's going to make you jump around once in a while you can jump. And wave those hands and clap those hands. And shout hallelujah while you have strength to shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. These are the good old days. Today is the day that's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Time for a new beginning. New refreshing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Time to move up a little higher. Gain a little strength. Enjoy your blessings. Let God fill you to the brim. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. So don't worry about those troubles right now. Count it all joy. It's better than the one you're going to have later. In all things, give God thanks. This is the will of God concerning you, and you got it good now. Enjoy it while it's good. Oh, but you don't know what I'm going through, and you don't know what you're going to go through. Enjoy this blessing you're having right now. In spite of all that's coming against you, you're being blessed to God, feasting at His table, enjoying His goodness tonight. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't it make you feel like a baby that you even complained? You didn't complain to me, but I mean,
oh God, what am I going to do?
I can just see the Lord saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. Endure it. It's a light affliction. You can get past this. I'm your God. And I deliver people from this kind of stuff. Quit being a crybaby and praise the Lord and enjoy your salvation. Hallelujah. Praise Him one more time. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ain't never had it so good. We're in the Norwich Tabernacle. It's just wonderful to be here. Amen.